there is a really encouraging milestone on Solana right now. Validator client version 1.18 is now running on about 85% of the network's consensus stake.
That is a meaningful number. Consensus stake refers to the SOL staked to validators that are actively participating in block production and finality.
So when V118 controls around 85% of that stake, it means most of the network's economic security and consensus power is running on the same modern client version.
And that is not just a software detail. It affects network stability, upgrade speed, security posture, and confidence among stakers, developers, and users.
Exactly. For a high-performance blockchain like Solana, validator software is central to how the whole system works.
Validators need to process transactions, reach consensus, and secure the network. Their client software determines how well they can do all of that.
New client versions can bring performance improvements, bug fixes, protocol changes, security patches, and operational enhancements.
But upgrades do not happen instantly because validators operate across many machines and hosting environments.
Some validators adopt changes quickly, while others wait for testing, internal review, or clearer community signals.
So reaching 85% adoption shows that V118 has moved beyond early adopters and become the dominant baseline for the validator set.
That has several important implications, the first being smoother network coordination.
When most validators run the same version, the network behaves more predictably. That makes it easier to monitor, debug, and maintain.
It also makes future upgrades easier to roll out.
A more uniform client baseline reduces fragmentation and gives developers a clearer foundation for shipping new features or fixes.
It also increases confidence among stakers.
A widely adopted client version can reduce concerns that validators are running outdated or inconsistent software.
And it supports faster protocol development, because teams can rely on broader adoption when introducing changes that affect network behavior.
This milestone also reflects a more professionalized validator economy.
As Solana has grown, many validators have moved beyond experimental setups and now operate with dedicated infrastructure teams, monitoring systems, and internal upgrade processes.
Reaching a high adoption rate is not automatic.
It requires validators to track releases, assess risk, test changes, and deploy updates reliably.
That level of operational discipline suggests the ecosystem is becoming more production grade, which matters for a network aiming to support high-volume applications, DeFi protocols, NFT platforms, gaming ecosystems, and enterprise use cases.
At the same time, high adoption of a single client version brings concentration considerations.
If a bug or performance issue appears in V118, it could affect a large portion of the network at once.
So that 85% figure is both a sign of progress and a reminder that network operations require ongoing vigilance.
Validator teams still need to monitor performance, track error rates, maintain redundancy, and follow operational best practices.
For stakers, this milestone is encouraging because it suggests a large portion of the network is running a widely adopted client version.
That reduces uncertainty about whether a validator is using outdated software or missing important improvements.
It also creates a clearer baseline for comparing validator performance, uptime, and reliability.
For developers and application builders, a more uniform validator environment can make integration easier.
When most infrastructure runs on the same version, edge cases are reduced and performance behavior becomes more predictable.
That is especially valuable for teams building products that depend on low latency, consistent throughput, and reliable finality.
For the broader community, this milestone highlights an often underappreciated layer of blockchain infrastructure.
Long-term network success depends not only on smart contracts, token prices, or user growth, but also on client development, validator operations, upgrade coordination, and infrastructure reliability.
These less visible components often determine whether a network can scale smoothly as it grows.
The next areas to watch include whether V118 maintains its dominant share of consensus stake, how quickly future client versions are adopted, and whether stake remains spread across a healthy number of validators and infrastructure providers.
Network performance metrics matter too, such as throughput, latency, and finality.
Ecosystem activity will also be important, because applications and users may respond differently to a more stable and predictable validator environment.
Overall, Solana validator client V118 reaching 85% of consensus stake is more than a version number.
It is a snapshot of ecosystem coordination, technical maturity, and the ongoing effort to build a high-performance network capable of operating at scale.
For a blockchain competing in a crowded and performance-focused market, that matters.
It shows that Solana is not only growing in users or liquidity, but also strengthening the infrastructure that supports it.
If this level of adoption becomes the norm, it could become one of the quiet but important foundations for Solana's next stage of development.